Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States has called on Russia to end its support for the Syrian government immediately and work with the international community to prevent further chemical attacks. Rebels claim Syrian government forces dropped barrel bombs containing poisonous chemicals on civilians, killing dozens. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip have attended funerals for a well-known Palestinian journalist and others who were killed in the latest wave of border clashes. The health ministry in Hamas-run Gaza says 9 Palestinians died after being shot by Israeli troops. The Israeli military maintains the demonstrators are using the protest as a cover for more violent acts against Israel. Avraham Berg is the former president of the Israeli parliament.
It's a place which is in such a deep misery, and out of it, hundreds of people, thousands of people, tens of thousands of people are marching. Most of them would like to go out of the catch-22 of the place. Most of them are about civil disobedience and a lot of nonviolence.
The demonstrations set to end on May 15th are designed to commemorate when hundreds of thousands of Palestinians had to flee their land or were expelled during the war in 1948 that led to the creation of Israel. U.S. military lending more muscle to the fights in Afghanistan against the Islamic State in the north and against the Taliban insurgents to the south and west. The push comes as Afghanistan seeks to root out IS and convince the Taliban to end their differences by coming to the negotiating table. U.S. also says it has carried out 75 strikes targeting drug production facilities. This is VOA News. German special police raided an apartment in Munster where the suspect behind Saturday's van crash was believed to have lived. Authorities say a man drove a vehicle into a group of people sitting outside a popular restaurant, killing at least 2 of them, injuring several others. Then police say he shot himself dead. A German newspaper reported that the perpetrator had psychological problems but had no terrorist background. Incident left witnesses shaken up. This man saw it all.
I would say that when you experience something like this, and in such a small place like Munster, or a smaller place, I would not go out. I won't feel so safe in cafes now.
The incident came 1 year to the day after a truck attack in Stockholm killed 5. President Trump expressed sympathy Saturday for the victims of a crash involving a bus carrying a Canadian junior hockey team that claimed 15 lives. 14 other people have been injured, 3 of them critically. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin held private meetings with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro over the weekend. Durbin is the author of a recent Senate resolution condemning Maduro's use of food as a tool of political coercion. He said he took time to walk through parts of Caracas, seeing the downtrodden faces of residents struggling to feed themselves. The trip came as the Trump administration weighs in on embargo on Venezuela's oil shipments on top sanctions already imposed on dozens of individuals.
At this point, I don't know what the next step would be in sanctions, but I do know that unless we pinpoint them and zero in on personal sanctions, which I think are appropriate and I endorse, and make those who are the most likely architects of this horrible regime and those who may be profiting from its corruption pay the price, I don't know what the alternatives would be beyond.
Senator Durbin returns to Washington to share details about his trip with his colleagues in Congress. Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who has been ordered to serve a prison sentence, surrendered to police Saturday. Before that, he spoke to supporters.
I'm going to attend to the mandate so they won't say tomorrow that I am a fugitive and that I am hiding myself. I'm going to let them know that I am not afraid and that I'm going to prove my innocence.
Da Silva has been convicted of bribery and was given a 12-year prison sentence. Analysts say the time in prison likely will end the political career of Brazil's first working-class president. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.